You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, Mark, thank you for, I mean, there's so much I could talk about, and I'm just so intrigued with your story. Molested, hiding your authentic self, navigating in a world that isn't set up for people of color, raising kids that were born into drug addiction, you know, and continuing to be an advocate and not a victim. That's the underlining tone of the whole story that I heard today, and I just am such in admiration. You know, I think the place in the interview where I really got, where the rubber met the road for me as a white person was when you talked about privilege and it just not being fair, you know. And I was extremely devastated about your story with losing your son. Laura and I both have kids. I think as a parent, for me, recognizing my privilege came to me easier to see my kids versus her kids and how they navigate the world. And I sit in this family and hear stories, you know, like during the holidays we have, you know, 20 people here. I'm the only white guy.
Yeah.
And by being the only white guy, one of the things I've learned to do is to listen more to what's happening around me. And after a while, you know, growing up in a world that's been designed for me, basically, it takes a while to hear the stories for what they are. Right? They're not just exaggerations of a person who's had an experience. It's actual true stories of people who live their life day to day engaged mm-hmm. in the system. And I think one of the things that's going on now is it's starting to get loud enough that more people like myself are hearing that the history books aren't true, that we've been told something in order to get a certain result. And I think the thing I admire the most in listening to you talk is the acceptance you have for your role in that. Would you say that basketball, like we didn't talk about this during the interview, did basketball save you through all this? Has it been your place to go?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. That's my zen place. The sounds of the squeaking shoes and the ball bouncing. Even now when I go to tournaments and just the you know, it gets me emotional knowing that these guys are out there and girls mm-hmm. and trans,
non-binary.
Yeah, that's it. Are having a place to just play a game they love, and so yeah, basketball is most definitely my, even not playing, my yoga studio.
Yeah. Well, you've created a community.
Yeah.
And I think one of the first questions I had when I heard that you had a league for gay athletes was, why would there need to be a gay athlete league, right?
Right.
And maybe you could just expand a little bit more on that, because
I absolutely can. Yeah. You have heard of Harvest Fest, the mm-hmm. big convention where the religious people all come together for this weekend of praise and worship?
Mm. I don't think I have.
No? Well, it's like that. Basketball, I'll tell you this. I've been asked, why do we need it?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to need it forever. That's the goal. But the problem is everyone comes out on their own terms.
Right.
Some people are playing in our league that don't identify as anything. They're just straight guys that play.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, well, you know what? I used to ask what you're gay, straight, bi, whatever, and now I don't because it doesn't matter. You know, this is what our mission is. And I think it will always be needed because people are not comfortable, even in 2002, being an out athlete or a gay athlete or in that situation. We have college players. We have pro players that come out after the fact. And if they come out before the fact, they may not make it to the pros. So there are gay pro players, and I know some of their names, you know, and college players. But I think it will always be there, a need for it, especially for the kids that were marginalized that didn't make the team in high school and didn't, you know. So
I almost see, like, the story you told about continuing to play after you quit basketball so that you could prove that you were a player. You get to allow other people to have that experience in your league without going through the whole process of questioning their identity, which is a really beautiful space that you're creating for people to have a sense of freedom.
Yeah. You know?
And the idea that it helps give you a sense of self when the world seems overwhelming, you know, a sense of control and a sense of, I'm a surfer. I know that there are sounds and smells and places and things that no matter what's going on in the world, it makes me feel like I'm going to be okay. And I can see how a gym or, you know, and that community can also provide people with hope as well.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, I'm just totally, I just completely blown away by the whole journey and just your acceptance of where you sit in it. In fact, I'm a little taken at the moment.
Can I say this real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
I almost missed this moment with my league as being a leader because I didn't want to step up and do it. But, you know, my commissioner Darius and Joe pushed me over the edge. And I've gotten nothing but positive feedback from expressing that I'm human. So to the players that were looking for a black leader to let them know it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, we're going to have dinner so we can keep this conversation going.
Yeah.
Actually,
of course.
I feel like there's two different audiences here. There's me wanting to talk to you. And then there's like, I feel like we're talking to some people who might be tuning into this thing, trying to figure out what it's about. But
I also was just thinking how when we had Esera Tuwa'alo.
I was thinking of Esera too.
In January, and you were like, did you tell him you knew me? And I'm like, no. Like, how would I know that you guys know each other?
Right.
And you're like, it's a small world.
Yeah. Ezra and Billy Bean showed up to a tournament in San Diego.
Yeah.
And then I've met him.
He was very excited when I mentioned you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and he said a lot of his work, too, is working with people who are current athletes who haven't come out as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's very. It's not the same, but there's some similarities.
It's the higher echelon. I deal with the recreational too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he does. He does a lot of work in the NFL.
Yeah.
Very.
Which is bold, brave work to do.
It really is. And I just want to thank you for coming out and being a part of this and really putting it out there for people. I think.
Well, I appreciate it.
It's a great time for people's voices to be heard, and I think Laura has said in a few interviews she's been in, there's that people will be able to hear for a little while. You know, it might not be forever, but
well, if you don't tell your story, nobody will.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the opportunity to be archived in the Hall of Congress.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
We got you, man.
Hey, you might be. Archived.
You might be.
Yeah. So. I'm so glad you went to homecoming with her. Was it homecoming?
I went to his prom.
Oh, okay, or your prom.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you guys did that.
So was I.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Scott Talks on The Only One in the Room. Don't forget, subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you like to get your podcasts. We have new episodes for you every Tuesday, and we'd love to hear how you're enjoying the show by leaving us a rating or a review on iTunes. If you have a question or an only one story and you want to be featured in the Dear Laura segment, you can email us at lcr.theonlyoneintheroom@gmail.com. See you soon.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.